Proverbs 24:6 talks about good counsel. For by wise counsel thou shalt make thy war, and in multitude of counselors there is safety.
किनकि तिमीले बुद्धिपूर्ण सल्लाहद्वारा आफ्नो युद्ध गर्नेछौ, अनि जहाँ धेरै सल्लाहकारहरू हुन्छन् त्यहाँ सुरक्षा हुन्छ.
So counsel is very necessary in our Christian lives.
यसले हाम्रो क्रिश्चियन जीवनको लागि सल्लाह ज्यादै महत्त्वपूर्ण हुन्छ.
Especially in the big decisions of life.
विशेष गरी जीवनका ठूला निर्णयहरू गर्नुपर्दा.
Like education.
जस्तै कि पढाइ सम्बन्धी.
And job.
अनि काम सम्बन्धी.
Or moving.
अथवा बसाई सराई सम्बन्धी.
Or marriage.
अथवा विवाह सम्बन्धी.
Especially marriage.
विशेष गरी विवाह सम्बन्धी.
But here it says we need wise counsel.
यहाँ भनेको छ हामीलाई बुद्धिपूर्ण सल्लाह चाहिन्छ.
We are in a war.
हामी एउटा लडाईमा छौं.
We are in a war.
हामी एउटा लडाईमा छौं.
The world and the flesh and the devil are enemies.
संसार, शैतान र शरीर शत्रु हुन्.
And any decision you make, there will be Satan will be there to give you a decision, and God will be there to give you a decision.
कुनै पनि निर्णय तपाईले गर्नु पर्दा त्यहाँ शैतान सल्लाह दिन आउँछ र त्यहाँ परमेश्वर सल्लाह दिन पनि हुनुहुन्छ.
We're in a war.
हामी लडाईमा छौ.
We need the wise counsel.
हामीलाई बुद्धिपूर्ण सल्लाह चाहिन्छ.
And that's the best counsel we can that is available.
अनि उपलब्ध सर्वोत्तम सल्लाह भन्न खोजेको हो यो.
The most wise counsel that is available.
सबभन्दा बुद्धिपूर्ण सल्लाह जुन चाहिँ हामीलाई त्यहाँ उपलब्ध हुन सक्छ.
Now I am more than twice as old as the other leader in this church.
अब यो मण्डलीको अरु अगुवा भन्दा म चाहिँ दोब्बर भन्दा बढी उमेरदार छु.
And I am wiser.
अनि त्यसैले
by experience and by studying the word of God.
अनुभवको हिसाबले र परमेश्वरको वचनको अध्ययनद्वारा मसँग बढी बुद्धि छ.
Wiser than the Bible school students.
Bible school ka vidyarthiharu
bhanda. And the Bible school graduates even.
Ra Bible school bata padhai bhyaune haru bhanda pani.
I know the Bible school graduates know everything, but I'm wiser.
Mala thaha cha Bible school padhera bhyaune haru lai sabai kura thaha cha, tara ma uniharu bhanda buddhiman chu.
So when you're looking for counsel, get the very best counsel available.
Tesele buddhi के अरे सल्लाह खोज्दै गर्दा सक्दो सबभन्दा उपलब्ध बुद्धिमानी अथवा सर्वोत्तम सल्लाह खोज्नुहोस्.
And I was talking about Hemant about the education of his sons.
अनि हेमन्त राईसँग चाहिँ उहाँको छोराहरूको पढाइको बारेमा कुरा गर्दै थिए.
And he said, well, I got counsel.
उहाँले भन्नुभयो मैले सल्लाह पाएँ.
From Dorje.
Dorjeबाट.
From Joseph.
Josephबाट.
Somebody, I said, well, I didn't know about it.
अनि अनि अरूबाट. अनि मैले भने त्यो त मलाई थाहा थिएन.
I was not my counsel was not so.
मेरो सल्लाह चाहिँ खोजिएन.
Because I would not have agreed.
किनभने म सहमत हुने वाला थिएन.
And so talk to your friends. If you have some wise friends, you can talk to them about things.
अनि तपाईको साथीहरूसँग कुरा गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ. तपाईको यदि बुद्धिपूर्ण साथीहरू छन् भने
like Petrus or Dipendra.
गोपाल दिपेन्द्र.
But they're not going to give you the wisest counsel.
तर उहाँहरूले सबैभन्दा बुद्धिपूर्ण सल्लाह उहाँहरूले दिन.
They're not old enough.
उहाँहरूको उमेर त्यति छैन.
They don't have any experience.
उहाँहरूसँग
just very little.
त्यति अनुभव छैन थोरै मात्र.
And it's the same in each church. Get the very wisest counsel.
सबै मण्डलीमा त्यस्तै हुन्छ. सबभन्दा बुद्धिपूर्ण सल्लाह खोज्नुस्.
And see the multitude. It's not talking about it's some out a multitude of wise counselors.
यहाँ जब धेरै सल्लाहकार भनिन्छ यहाँ चाहिँ बुद्धिमानी सल्लाहकारहरुको कुरा गरेको.
Wise multitude of wise counselors will give you the same counsel.
धेरै जना बुद्धिपूर्ण सल्लाहकारहरुले चाहिँ एउटै सल्लाह दिन्छन्.
And if someone comes to you for counsel about important decisions,
अनि यदि तपाईका कोही एउटा महत्त्वपूर्ण निर्णयहरुको विषयमा चाहिँ सल्लाह लिन आउँछ भने
then always include the wisest counselor that's available.
जहिले पनि
to give input into that decision.
यस निर्णयको लागि चाहिँ सबभन्दा बुद्धिपूर्ण सल्लाह कहाँबाट आउँछ उसलाई त्यहाँ समावेश गर्नुस्.
When I first came to Nepal, I was 30 years old.
म नेपालमा आउँदा सुरुमा चाहिँ 30 वर्षको उमेर थिएँ.
When I first came, when we first started.
सबभन्दा सुरुमा जब नेपालमा हामी सुरु गर्यौं 30 वर्ष.
I didn't know anything.
मलाई केही पनि थाहा थिएन.
And so, seek the wisest counsel.
त्यसैले सबभन्दा बुद्धिपूर्ण सल्लाह खोज्नुस्।
David said, "I have been young and now I'm old."
दाउदले भने, म जवान थिएँ अब म बुढो भएको छु।
One young man preached on that recently.
एकजना जवानले हालसालै त्यसबाट
प्रचार गर्नुभयो। I almost slapped when he read it.
मैले त्यो उहाँले त्यो पढ्दाखेरि मलाई झन्डै हाँस उठ्यो।
I've been young and now I'm old. No, you're not old. You're only young.
म जवान थिएँ म बुढो भएको छु भन्नुभयो तर होइन तपाईँ जवानै हुनुहुन्छ
बुढो
अब जवानले त्यो प्रचार गर्न सक्छ तर बुढोले जस्तो त सक्दैन
There's a lot of wisdom in age when you when the old man walks with the Lord
त्यहाँ धेरै बुद्धि हुन्छ एउटा वृद्धसँग जब त्यो वृद्ध मानिस चाहिँ प्रभुसँग हिँड्छ
And this man's not as old as me but he's older than most of you
अनि यो मान्छे पनि म भन्दा बुढो त छैन तर तपाईहरु भन्दा चाहिँ धेरै जसो भन्दा चाहिँ बुढो नै छ
Be very careful about counsel these decisions are so important
एकदम होशियार हुनुस् सल्लाहको विषयमा अनि यति महत्त्वपूर्ण कुरा हो
And many don't want to need the wisest counsel
तर धेरैजनाले चाहिँ सबभन्दा बुद्धिपूर्ण सल्लाह चाहदैनन्
So they go to someone that they know will tell them what they like to hear
अनि त्यसैले उनीहरू त्यसका जान्छन् जसले चाहिँ उनीहरूलाई सुन्न मन लागेको कुरा भन्छन् भन्ने थाहा छ
So be careful about getting counsel be careful about giving counsel
त्यसैले सल्लाह लिने विषयमा होशियार हुनुस् सल्लाह दिने विषयमा होशियार हुनुस्
Now we want to look this morning again at this Christ's messages to the seven churches of Revelation.
फेरि पनि यस बिहान प्रकाशको पुस्तकका सातवटा मण्डलीहरूलाई ख्रीष्टले दिनुभएको सन्देशहरूलाई हेर्नेछौँ
I'm very busy but I will make some time if someone needs counsel on a very important matter I will make some time to be with you
मज्यादि व्यस्त छु तर यदि कोही व्यक्तिले आफ्नो महत्त्वपूर्ण निर्णयको विषयमा मसँग सल्लाह लिन चाहन्छ भने म समय निकाल्ने छु
not everybody with the members of our church
जोसुकै सँग त हैन तर यो मण्डलीको सदस्यहरू सँग
right so we looked at the church at Ephesus
हामीले एफेससको मण्डलीलाई हेर्यौं
And there's one more thing I want us to think about in regard to the church at Ephesus this morning.
अनि यस बिहान चाहिँ एफेससको मण्डलीको विषयमा अझै एउटा कुरामा हेरेको चाहन्छु.
Verse 5, chapter 2 verse 5.
दुई अध्यायको 5 पदमा
Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen and repent and do the first works or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of its place except thou repent.
यस कारण तिमी कहाँबाट खसेका छौ सम्झना गर पश्चाताप गर र पहिलेका कामहरू गर नत्र भने म तिमी कहाँ चाँडै आउनेछु र तिमीले पश्चाताप गरेनौ भने तिम्रो सामदान त्यसको ठाउँबाट हटाइदिनेछु हाम्रो परमेश्वर प्रभु हामी तपाईँलाई नै हेर्दछौँ भरोसा गर्छौँ तपाईँ भइदिनुहोस् तपाईँको वचन हो तपाईँको काम हो धन्यवाद छ प्रभु येशूको नाममा
Amen. Jesus warned this church if they did not repent he would take away their candlestick.
यीशुले यो मण्डलीलाई चेतावनी दिनुभयो कि उनीहरूले पश्चाताप गरेन भने उहाँले त्यसको सामदान त्यसको ठाउँबाट हटाइदिनुछु.
That is a serious warning.
यो गम्भीर चेतावनी हो.
We saw that there were seven golden candlesticks.
हामीले देख्यौं कि त्यहाँ सात वटा सुनका सामदानहरू थिए.
And Christ is walking in the midst of them.
ख्रीष्ट त्यसका बीचमा हिँडिरहनु भएको छ.
And he said I'll take away your candlestick.
उहाँले भन्नुभयो तिम्रो सामदान म हटाइदिने छु.
That means you will not be my church.
अर्थात तिमी मेरो मण्डली हुने छैन.
You'll not be my church anymore.
तिमी अबदेखि उसो मेरो मण्डली हुने छैन.
That's serious warning.
यो गम्भीर चेतावनी हो.
He said if you don't come back to your first love, you will not be my church.
उहाँले भन्नुभयो तिमी आफ्नो पहिलो प्रेममा फर्केर आएन भने तिमी मेरो मण्डली होइन.
That's not talking about the individual believer, that's talking about the church.
उहाँले एक एक विश्वासीको कुरा गर्नु भएन त्यो मण्डलीको कुरा गर्दै गर्नु भएको.
But there's very strong instruction there.
तर यहाँ ज्यादै कडा निर्देश शिक्षा छ.
That people cannot just choose to be a church.
कि मान्छेहरुले चाहिँ म एउटा हामी मण्डली हुन्छौं भनेर त्यो रोजेर मात्र हुने होइन.
That's not acceptable to God.
परमेश्वर कहाँ त्यो ग्रहण योग्य हुँदैन.
Can't say, well, we'll be a church.
हामी एउटा मण्डली बनाऊ भनेर
हुँदैन. That's what people do everywhere.
जहाँ त्यही मान्छेले त्यही गरिरहेछ.
Oh, we'll be a church.
हामी एउटा मण्डली हुन्छौं.
Who says you're a church?
कसले भन्यो तपाईहरु मण्डली हो?
No, to be a church of Jesus Christ, you have to be appointed by him, you have to be called by him, you have to be started by him.
हैन. प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्टको मण्डली हुनलाई उहाँबाट नियुक्त गरिनुपर्छ, उहाँले बोलाएको हुनुपर्छ, उहाँले सुरु गरेको हुनुपर्छ.
त्यहाँ
नयाँ जन पाएका सदस्यहरू हुनुपर्छ.
क्वालिफाइड लिडर्स, कॉल्ड लिडर्स.
उहाँलाई बाहिर लैजा.
She needs to sit in the back if she sits in here at all.
वाला चाहिँ पछि चाहिँ पछाडि बस्न लाउँदा उहाँ यदि फेरि बस्नु भयो भने आज अर्को पनि आइदिनु त सायद हुन्छ आउनु भने चाहिँ.
People in the church. What a strange place this is. Demon didn't like church this morning. And this is a very important point. The devil doesn't like it.
Ani yo ekdam mahatwapurna kura ho. Shaitan lai chai man pardaina.
All right, you cannot just say, well, I'm a church. We're church.
हामीले चाहिँ के अरे त्यतिकै भन्न मिल्दैन. हामी चाहिँ एउटा मण्डली बन्यौँ.
Has to have born again members.
त्यहाँ चाहिँ नयाँ जन्मेका विश्वासीहरू हुनुपर्छ.
And the God called leaders.
अनि परमेश्वरद्वारा बोलाइएका अगुवाहरू हुनुपर्छ.
Must follow the word of God.
परमेश्वरको वचनलाई पछ्याएको हुनुपर्छ.
Must be separated from the false sayings and the separated from the things that are against God.
झुटा कुराहरूबाट र परमेश्वरको विरुद्धमा भएका कुराहरूबाट झुटा कुराहरूबाट अलग भएको हुनुपर्छ.
Must have the first love.
र पहिलो प्रेम उनीहरूसँग हुनुपर्छ.
Cannot just say, well, we're church.
हामी एउटा मण्डली हौ मात्र भनेर हुँदैन.
No. Even this good church, Jesus said, if you don't return to your first love, you will not be my church.
यो ती असल मण्डलीलाई समेत उहाँले भन्नुभयो, यदि तिमीहरू चाहिँ पहिलो प्रेममा फर्केनौ भने तिमी मेरो मण्डली हुन सक्दैनौ.
And if that was true of Ephesus, how much more is it true of all these churches we see out here today?
यदि एफेसको सम्बन्धमा यस्तो हो भने यति धेरै मण्डलीहरू जुन हामीले देख्छौँ त्यसको सवालमा झन् त्यो कति साँचो हुन्छ.
They're self-appointed.
उनीहरू आफैले आफूलाई नियुक्त गर्छन्.
Not Christ church.
ख्रीष्टको मण्डली होइन.
And it's true, and the same thing is true for preachers.
अनि साथै प्रचारकहरुको सम्बन्धमा पनि यो साँचो हुन्छ.
I can't say, well, I will do this and I will do that. God has to call.
मैले भन्न सक्दिन अब म यो गर्नेछु अनि म त्यो गर्नेछु. हैन, परमेश्वरले बोलाउनु पर्छ.
I never sought any position.
मैले कहिले पनि एउटा पद खोजिन.
I can testify before God, I have never sought any position.
परमेश्वरको सामु म गवाही दिन सक्छु, मैले कहिले पनि पद खोजिन.
God always gives me my position.
परमेश्वरले नै जहिले पनि मेरो पद
dinumaya. And so you have to be very careful about these things. This is God's business, not man's.
Yi kura ko bishay ma hamile ekdam hoshiyar hunu parcha. Yo parmeshwar ko kaam ho, manche ko hoina.
One group left his church. They said, now we are church.
Euta samuha hamlai chodera gaye. Aba unharle bhandai chan hami chai mandali hau.
Who said you're a church?
Kasle bhanyo timiharu mandali
hau? This church was started by God.
Yo mandali parmeshwarle suru garnu bhayo.
I was specifically called to start this church.
मलाई निश्चित रूपमा बोलाइएको थियो यो मण्डली सुरु गर्नलाई.
It's not my plan.
मेरो योजना थिएन.
Never my plan.
कहिले पनि मेरो योजना थिएन.
No, God's plan.
हैन, परमेश्वरको योजना.
You can't just say, well, I will start a church. We are church.
हामीले त्यतिकै भन्न सक्दैन अब म एउटा मण्डली सुरु गर्नेछु अथवा हामी एउटा मण्डली हौ.
Oh, this is serious business.
यो चाहिँ एकदम गम्भीर काम हो.
Now we want to look at the church of Smyrna.
अब चाहिँ हामी स्मरणको मण्डलीलाई हेर्न चाहन्छौँ.
Chapter 2 verses 8 to 11.
2 को 8 देखि 11.
And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried. And ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death.
अनि स्मरणमा भएको मण्डलीका दूतलाई लेख, यी कुराहरू प्रथम र अन्तिमले भन्छन्। जो मरेका थिए र जीवित भए, तिम्रा कामहरू संकष्ट र गरिबी म जान्दछु, तर तिमी धनवान छौ, म तिनीहरूको निन्दा पनि जान्दछु, जसले हामी यहुदीहरू हौ भन्छन् तर होइन, तर शैतानको सभा हुन्। तिमीले कष्ट भोग्न लागेका कुराहरूमध्ये कुनैसँग नडराउ, हेर तिमीहरूको जाँच होस् भनेर शैतानले तिमीहरूमध्ये कतिलाई झ्यालखानामा हाल्नेछ, अनि 10 दिनसम्म तिमीहरूलाई सङ्कष्ट हुनेछ, मृत्युसम्म विश्वास योग्य रह र म तिमीलाई जीवनको मुकुट दिनेछु। जसको कान छ उसले सुनोस्, आत्माले मण्डलीहरूलाई के भन्नुहुन्छ, जसले जय पाउँछ उसलाई दोस्रो मृत्युबाट कुनै हानि हुने छैन।
We see first of all that Jesus revealed himself to this church.
हामीले यहाँ सर्वप्रथम देख्छौँ कि येशूले यस मण्डली कहाँ आफूलाई प्रकट गर्नुभयो।
These sayings saith the first and the last which was dead and is alive.
यी कुराहरू प्रथम र अन्तिमले भन्छन् जो मरेका थिए र जीवित भए।
And that's how Jesus begins this message to each church.
यसै यही तरिकाले हरेक मण्डलीलाई प्रभु येशूले सम्बोधन गर्न सुरु गर्नुहुन्छ।
The first saying we need to see always is Jesus.
सबभन्दा पहिला हामीले देख्नु पर्ने चाहिँ सधैँ नै येशूलाई हो।
Most Christians have their eyes on man.
धेरै जसो क्रिश्चियनहरूको आँखा चाहिँ मान्छेमाथि लागेको
छ। I am sure of that.
यसमा मलाई निश्चित छ।
I see how they live their lives and you can see that their eyes are on man, not on Jesus.
उनीहरूले कसरी जीवन जिइरहेको छ म देख्न सक्छु, अनि त्यसबाट म थाहा गर्न सक्छु कि उनीहरूको आँखा चाहिँ मान्छेमाथि छ।
And that's true of young Christians.
त्यो चाहिँ नयाँ क्रिश्चियनहरूको सवालमा साँचो हुन्छ।
You can know Christ, you can see him, you can walk with him. But most have their eyes on man.
तपाईले क्रिस्टलाई चिन्न सक्नुहुन्छ, उहाँलाई देख्न सक्नुहुन्छ, तर धेरै जसोको आँखा चाहिँ मान्छेमाथि लागेको हुन्छ।
They're looking at man. They come to church, but they're looking at man.
उनीहरू मण्डली आउँछन् तर उनीहरू मान्छेलाई हेरिरहेका छन्।
They're looking at that preacher.
उनीहरू त्यो प्रचारकलाई हेरिरहेका छन्।
They're looking at somebody in the church.
अथवा मण्डलीमा अरू कसैलाई हेरिरहेका छन्।
Their eyes are on man. We need to put our eyes on Christ.
उनीहरूको आँखा मान्छेमाथि छ, हाम्रो आँखा त क्रिस्टमाथि लगाउनु पर्छ।
He is perfect.
उहाँ सिद्ध हुनुहुन्छ।
He is everything.
उहाँ सबै थोक
हुनुहुन्छ। He is life.
उहाँ जीवन हुनुहुन्छ।
He is eternal.
उहाँ अनन्त
हुनुहुन्छ। He is all powerful.
उहाँ सर्वशक्तिमान
हुनुहुन्छ। He has all wisdom.
सबै बुद्धि छ।
He is everything I could possibly need.
मलाई आवश्यक पर्न सक्ने सम्भाव्य सबै कुरा उहाँ हुनुहुन्छ।
Where are your eyes?
तपाईँको आँखा कहाँ छन्?
The first thing he does, he says, look at me. Let me tell you who I am.
सर्वप्रथम कुरा उहाँले भन्नुहुन्छ, मलाई हेर, म भन्छु तिमीलाई म को हुँ।
They were having trouble.
उनीहरूको समस्या भइरहेको
थियो। They were having persecution.
उनीहरूलाई सतावट भइरहेको थियो।
He said, look at me.
उहाँले भन्नुभयो, मलाई हेर।
I'm the first and the last.
म नै हुँ प्रथम र अन्तिम।
First and the last. Sir, he is eternal. He existed. He did not have a beginning. He has no end. He's the first and the last.
उहाँ प्रथम र अन्तिम हुनुहुन्छ। उहाँको न सुरु थियो न अन्त हुनेछ।
He's the almighty.
उहाँ सर्वशक्तिमान हुनुहुन्छ।
That's what he is saying. I am the almighty God. Look at Revelation 1:8.
उहाँले त्यही भन्दै हुनुहुन्छ, म सर्वशक्तिमान परमेश्वर हुँ। प्रकाश 1:8 हेर्नुहोस्।
Revelation 1:8.
प्रकाश
1:8. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord.
Alpha र Omega, सुरु र अन्त म नै हुँ, प्रभु भन्नुहुन्छ, जो हुनुहुन्छ, जो हुनुहुन्थ्यो र जो आउनुहुनेछ, जो सर्वशक्तिमान हुनुहुन्छ।
And that's God.
अर्थात् म परमेश्वर हुनुहुन्छ।
Look at verse 11.
11 पदमा हेर्नुहोस्।
Saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. That's Jesus.
Alpha and Omega, pratham ra antim, mane hu. Yahan Yesu hununcha.
Jesus is the Almighty God.
Yesu nai sarva shaktiman parmeshwar hununcha.
Almighty God, what else could I need?
सर्वशक्तिमान परमेश्वर उहाँ हुनुहुन्छ, अब मलाई उहाँ बाहेक अरू के चाहियो?
First, the first does not mean first in creation.
पहिलो प्रथम भन्नाले सृष्टिमा उहाँ पहिलो बनाइएको होइन.
First means the head, the chief.
भन्नाले उहाँ चाहिँ शिर, उहाँ मुख्य भनेको.
He is Almighty God. There's no trouble that I have that is big to God. It is so small. And he says, look at me. And I was dead and is alive. He said, I was dead and I'm alive. Jesus is alive. He is alive. Do you believe that? I don't know if we believe that. Every time trouble comes, we act like Jesus is dead. Our little trouble. And but then all of a sudden, we're so worried and we're so afraid, and Jesus must be dead. We act like that. We live like that. Jesus said, look at me. Look at me. We need that message. We need that message every day. Look at me. And he revealed himself to them and he said, look at me. Right now, you say, okay, I'll look. I need to look at him. I need to trust him. Right, but what about tomorrow? What about next week? And then Jesus said, I know you. Verse 9. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan.
Timra kamharu sankashta ra garibi ma jandachu, tara timi dhanwan chhau, ma tiniharuko ninda pani jandachu, jasle hami yahudiharu hau bhanchan, tara hoinan, tara shaitan ko sabha hun.
I know, he said. He knows all about us. He knows every individual. He knows every church. Please don't talk during the preaching. And ask your questions after the service. Jesus, he knows. He knows their works. We saw that he said the same thing to Ephesus. I know your works. Jesus, after we're saved, Jesus wants us to work.
मुक्ति पाएपछि हामीले काम गरेको चाहनुहुन्छ
प्रभु. He has a will for us.
हाम्रो लागि उहाँको एउटा इच्छा छ.
He has a work for every believer.
हरेक विश्वासीको लागि उहाँको काम छ.
And we're saved by grace without works, and we're saved unto good works.
हामी अनुग्रहद्वारा कामहरु बिना मुक्ति पाउँछौं, र हामी चाहिँ मुक्ति पाएपछि चाहिँ कामहरुको निम्ति हामी बचाइएका
हुन्छौं. Jesus knew their works, and Jesus saw their works, and Jesus was looking at their works.
यीशुले उनीहरुको कामहरु जान्नुहुन्थ्यो, उनीहरुको कामहरुलाई हेरिरहनु भएको थियो.
And Jesus will judge our works at the judgment seat of Christ. He said, I know their works. He said, I know your tribulation. I know your tribulation. They had tribulation. God does not take away tribulation from the Christian life.
Christians jivan bata wahale sankashta nikalera halnu hunna.
We're always surprised when tribulation comes.
Sankashta aai parda kheri hami jaile pani chhakka parchhau.
Why did this trouble come to me?
Kina yo samasya malai aai paryo?
Why not?
Kina na aune ta?
We're appointed to tribulation.
हामी संकष्टको लागि ठहराइएका छौं.
It is a testing of the faith.
यो चाहिँ विश्वासको जाँच हो.
It has many purposes, but it is a big part of the Christian life.
यसको धेरै उद्देश्यहरू छन् तर क्रिश्चियन जीवनमा यसको ठूलो भाग छ.
Your tribulation will not be the same as the other believer.
तपाईको संकष्ट चाहिँ अर्को विश्वासीको संकष्ट जस्तै हुँदैन.
We will say, he doesn't have the trouble I have.
हामीले भन्छौ उसलाई चाहिँ मलाई जस्तो संकष्ट त छैन.
But that's God's business.
तर त्यो चाहिँ परमेश्वरको काम हो.
What trouble I have, it's God's business.
मलाई के संकष्ट परिरहेछ त्यो परमेश्वरको काम हो.
It's God's business. There will be tribulation.
त्यहाँ संकष्ट हुने नै छ यो परमेश्वरको काम.
But Jesus said, I know that tribulation.
अनि परमेश्वरले येशूले भन्नुभयो त्यो संकष्ट म जान्दछु.
I know it.
मलाई थाहा छ.
He is not far away.
उहाँ टाढामा हुनुहुन्न.
He is never far away. How can he be far away?
उहाँ कहिले पनि टाढामा हुनुहुन्न. उहाँ कसरी टाढामा हुन सक्नुहुन्छ?
But we think he's far away.
तर उहाँ टाढामा हुनुहुन्छ जस्तो
लाग्छ. The devil lies and says he's far away.
शैतानले झूट बोल्छ र भन्छ उहाँ टाढामा हुनुहुन्छ.
How can he be far away? He's everywhere.
उहाँ कसरी टाढामा हुन सक्छ? उहाँ सदा जताततै हुनुहुन्छ.
How can he be far away? He said, I will not leave you.
उहाँ कसरी टाढामा हुन सक्नुहुन्छ जब उहाँले चाहिँ म तिमीलाई कहिले छोड्दिनँ
भन्नु. We think God's a liar. We think God's a liar.
परमेश्वर झूट हुनुहुन्छ भनेर हामीले सोच्छौँ उहाँ झूट.
Every time we doubt, we are calling God a liar.
प्रत्येक चोटि हामी शंका गर्दा हामीले परमेश्वरलाई तपाईँ झुटो हुनुहुन्छ भनिरहेछ.
Where's God?
परमेश्वर
right there.
त्यही हुनुहुन्छ.
Right there.
त्यही हुनुहुन्छ.
I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Where's God? Right there.
परमेश्वर कहाँ हुनुहुन्छ? त्यही हुनुहुन्छ. उहाँले भन्नुभयो म तिमीलाई कहिले त्याग्दिन.
He said, I know your tribulation.
उहाँले भन्नुभयो म तिमीहरूको संकष्ट जान्दछु.
They couldn't see him.
उनीहरूले देख्न सक्दैन थियो
उहाँ. Nobody was there, right there.
तर उहाँ त्यही हुनुहुन्थ्यो.
He is not a savior who's far away.
उहाँ चाहिँ परको एउटा मुक्तिदाता हुनुहुन्न.
He's a good shepherd. The good shepherd does not leave the sheep.
उहाँ असल गोठालो हुनुहुन्छ. आफ्नो भेडालाई असल गोठालोले छोड्नुहुन्न.
Some men are good pastors.
कोही मानिसहरू असल पास्टरहरू हुन्छन्.
But none of them are God.
तर कोही पनि तिनीहरू परमेश्वर होइनन्.
God is the good shepherd.
परमेश्वर चाहिँ असल गोठालो हुनुहुन्छ.
And he never leaves the sheep.
अनि उहाँले कहिले पनि आफ्नो भेडालाई छोड्नुहुन्न.
They were persecuted but not forsaken.
उनीहरु चाहिँ सतावटमा परेका थिए तर उनीहरु त्यागिएका थिएनन्.
We will be persecuted.
हामीले सतावट पाउँछौं.
We will have trouble.
हामीलाई समस्या आउँछ.
Again, we're talking about born again believers.
अब यहाँ हामी नयाँ जन्म पाएका विश्वासीहरुको कुरा गर्दै छौं.
Not everyone in this room is a born again believer.
यो कोठामा प्रत्येक एक जना नै नयाँ जन्मको पाएको विश्वासी होइन.
There are several in this room that are not born again for sure by your own testimony.
कोही कोही यहाँ तपाईहरु हुनुहुन्छ जो पक्का रूपमा नै तपाईले नयाँ जन्म पाउनु भएको छैन. तपाईहरुको गवाही नै त्यस्तो छ.
You've learned about Jesus but you haven't come to him for life.
येशूको बारेमा तपाईले सिक्नु भएको छ तर तपाई आउनु नै भएको छैन.
These promises are not for you.
अब उहाँको यी प्रतिज्ञाहरु तपाईको लागि होइनन्.
He is not your shepherd.
उहाँ तपाईको गोठालो होइन.
He is far away from you.
तपाईको लागि त उहाँ टाढामा हुनुहुन्छ.
Because you sin has not been forgiven.
किनभने तपाईको पापहरु क्षमा भएका छैनन्.
This is dangerous. To come to church and come to church but not come to Jesus is very dangerous.
Mandali ani yo ekdam darlagdo kura ho. Mandali airanu ani airanu tara Yesu kaha chai na aunu.
It's rebellion.
Yo bidroha ho.
Jesus said come but you don't come.
Yesu le aau bhanu bhayo tara tapai aunu hunna.
What is that? Rebellion.
Yo ke ho? Tyo bidroha.
And you hear that God wants you to come and you hear that Christ died for him but you don't come.
Tapai sunnu huncha कि परमेश्वर तपाईँ त्यहाँ उहाँको आएको चाहनुहुन्छ. उहाँ तपाईँको लागि मर्नुभयो भनेर तपाईँ येशू.
That is rebellion and that is dangerous.
त्यो चाहिँ विद्रोह हो र त्यो चाहिँ खतरनाक.
How many have come to this church?
कति जना आएका छन् यस मण्डलीमा?
This church was started in 2004.
यो चाहिँ 2004 सालमा सुरु भएको मण्डली हो.
And I don't know how many. So many, I guess hundreds really, have come and heard and then they left.
यस ठाउँमा चाहिँ सयौं मान्छेहरू आएर सुनेका छन् र उनीहरू चाहिँ छोडेर गएका छन्.
Come and heard and understood and liked the teaching about Jesus but left.
उनीहरू आए, सुने अनि येशूको बारेमा शिक्षा एकदम मन पराए तर त्यसपछि.
What keeps people from Jesus?
कुन कुराले मान्छेलाई येशूबाट अलग गर्छ? पापले हो.
I know there's something in my life I don't want to give up.
मेरो जीवनमा त्यहाँ केही न केही कुरा छ जो म चाहिँ फेर्न चाहन्छु.
I don't want Jesus. I want him to be savior, but I don't want him to be master.
उहाँ चाहिँ मलाई मुक्ति दिएको त चाहन्छु तर मेरो जीवनको मालिक भएको म चाहदिन.
Well, he is savior and master. You have to come to him.
मुक्तिदाता अनि प्रभु दुवै हुनुहुन्छ
उहाँ. That's what keeps people. They all wait to later.
मान्छेलाई रोकिराख्ने कुरा त्यही हो. उनीहरू भन्छन् पछिसम्म म राख्छु.
I have this girlfriend.
किनभने मेरो एउटा केटी छ.
I have this thing I love here.
मेरो एउटा यस्तो कुरा छ मलाई मन पर्ने.
I know Jesus doesn't like that thing.
अब यीशुलाई त्यो मन पर्दैन मलाई थाहा छ.
So you don't come and so what? You eventually turn away and you die in your sins. That's very unwise.
तपाईं फर्केर जानुहुन्छ पछि हट्नुहुन्छ अनि के हुन्छ अन्तमा आफ्नो पापमा मर्नुहुन्छ. त्यो चाहिँ भयानक कुरा हो.
These promises are not for you if you're not a born again Christian.
यी प्रतिज्ञाहरू तपाईको लागि होइनन् यदि तपाई नयाँ जन्म पाएको क्रिश्चियन
हुनुहुन्छ. Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you.
यीशुले भन्नुभयो म तिमीलाई कहिले त्याग्ने छैन छोड्ने छैन.
That's not for you unless you're saved.
तपाईले मुक्ति पाउनु भएको छैन भने त्यो प्रतिज्ञा तपाईको लागि चाहिँ होइन.
If you're not saved, you have trouble, but you have no help in your trouble.
तपाईले मुक्ति पाउनु भएको छैन भने तपाईलाई पनि समस्या हुन्छ तर तपाईको समस्यामा कुनै सहायता हुने छैन.
You rejected God, so you live your own life.
तपाईले परमेश्वरलाई इन्कार गर्नुभयो त्यसैले तपाईको जीवन आफै जिउनु पर्ने हुन्छ.
Saved or lost, everyone in this room is either saved or lost. There's no middle.
कि त मुक्ति पाएको कि त नपाएको. यो कोठामा हुने सबैजना व्यक्ति कि त मुक्ति पाएको छ कि पाएको छैन. बीचमा अर्को छुट्टै वर्ग छैन.
No middle kind of people. You're either saved or lost this morning.
त्यहाँ तेस्रो वर्गको व्यक्ति छैन. कि त तपाईले मुक्ति पाउनु भएको छ कि त तपाई हराएको व्यक्ति हुनुहुन्छ.
But Jesus knew their tribulation.
तर यीशुलाई चाहिँ उनीहरुको संकष्ट थाहा थियो.
And Jesus knew their poverty.
अनि यीशुले उनीहरुको गरिबी जान्नुहुन्थ्यो.
He said, I know your poverty.
म तिम्रो गरिबी जान्दछु.
Why were they poor?
उनीहरु किन गरिब थिए?
Many believers in this life are poor.
यस जीवनमा धेरै जना विश्वासीहरु गरिब हुन्छन्.
Not all.
सबै जना होइन.
But many.
तर धेरै जना.
Many.
धेरै जना.
Why were they poor?
किन तिनीहरू गरिब थिए?
I thought they're children of God.
उनीहरू परमेश्वरको सन्तान भन्दाने.
How can a child of God be poor?
परमेश्वरको सन्तान कसरी गरिब हुन सक्छ?
Well, notice what he says.
तर ख्याल गर्नुस् के भन्नुहुन्छ यीशुले.
In verse 9,
नौ पदमा,
I know your poverty, but thou art rich.
म तिम्रो गरिबी जान्दछु तर तिमी धनवान छौ.
If you're poor in Christ, you're not really poor, you're rich.
तपाईँ ख्रिस्टमा गरिब हुनुहुन्छ भने तपाईँ वास्तवमा गरिब हुनुहुन्न तपाईँ धनवान हुनुहुन्छ.
You're rich. Right now you're poor.
तपाईँ धनवान हुनुहुन्छ तर अहिले तपाईँ गरिब हुनुहुन्छ.
Why? God's will.
किन तपाईँको किनभने परमेश्वरको इच्छा.
God's testing.
परमेश्वरले जाँच्दै हुनुहुन्छ.
God's will. And so we accept what God gives us.
परमेश्वरको इच्छा हो त्यसैले जे परमेश्वरले दिनुहुन्छ त्यो हामी ग्रहण गर्छौँ.
And we work hard and we trust him.
हामी कडा परिश्रम गर्छौँ अनि उहाँमा भरोसा गर्छौँ.
And usually you get out of your poverty.
अनि सामान्यतया तपाईँ आफ्नो गरिबीबाट उठ्नुहुन्छ.
But he said, I know your poverty.
तर उहाँले भन्नुहुन्छ म तिम्रो गरिबी जान्दछु.
Jesus has not promised we'll be rich in this present world.
यस वर्तमान संसारमा हामी धनवान हुने छौ नि भनेर येशूले प्रतिज्ञा गर्नुभएको छैन.
Many false teachers promise that.
धेरै झुटा शिक्षकहरूले यस्तो प्रतिज्ञा गर्छन्.
Did you know that?
के तपाईलाई यो थाहा थियो?
Yeah, there are many false teachers around the world and they come and they have big meetings in countries and they say if you come to Christ you will be rich.
यो संसारमा धेरै जना यस्ता झुटा शिक्षकहरू छन् जसले चाहिँ ठुलो सभाहरूमा उनीहरूले आएर भन्छन् यदि तपाईँ ख्रिस्टमा आउनुभयो भने तपाईँ धनवान बन्नुहुन्छ.
One of them came to the Solomon Islands recently.
हालसाले त्यस्तो शिक्षक चाहिँ सोलोमन आइल्यान्डमा आएका थिए.
That's down near Australia.
त्यो चाहिँ अस्ट्रेलिया नजिकको टापुहरू हो.
And Kenneth Copeland is his name.
उसको नाम चाहिँ केनेथ कोपलन्ड हो.
And so Charlie was there and they were warning the people about this false teacher.
त्यसैले चार्ली पनि त्यहाँ हुनुहुन्थ्यो र यो झुटो शिक्षकको बारेमा चाहिँ मानिसहरूलाई चेतावनी दिँदै हुनुहुन्थ्यो.
Because God has not promised such things.
किनभने परमेश्वरले त्यस्तो प्रतिज्ञाहरू दिनुभएको छैन.
He's promised tribulation actually.
वास्तवमा परमेश्वरले चाहिँ संकष्टको प्रतिज्ञा
गर्नुभएको छ. That's what he's promised for this present life.
यस वर्तमान जीवनको लागि उहाँले संकष्टको प्रतिज्ञा गर्नुभएको छ.
Lots of trouble.
धेरै संकष्टहरू.
Lots of blessings but lots of trouble.
धेरै आशिषहरू तर धेरै समस्याहरू.
These false teachers say if you come to Christ you'll be healed and you'll be rich and everything will be great.
यी झुटा शिक्षकहरूले भन्छन् ख्रिस्टमा आउनुभयो भने तपाईँ निको हुन्छ अनि तपाईँ धनी हुन्छ.
No, that's a lie.
होइन त्यो झुटो.
That's a lie. We are rich, but not necessarily in this present world.
हामी धनवान छौं तर यस वर्तमान संसारमै नहुन सक्छ.
He knew their poverty.
उनीहरुको गरिबी उहाँ जान्नुहुन्थ्यो.
And he was with them.
अनि उहाँ उनीहरूसित हुनुहुन्थ्यो.
When he said, "I know it," it means I'm with you. I'm there. I know all about it.
जब उहाँले भन्नुभयो म जान्दछु यसको माने उहाँ उनीहरूसँगै हुनुहुन्थ्यो.
All about it. He's there.
अनि उनीहरु त्यसको बारेमा सबै कुरा जान्नुहुन्थ्यो.
He promised to meet our needs.
उहाँले हाम्रो खाँचोहरू पूरा गर्छु भनेर प्रतिज्ञा गर्नुभएको छ.
That verse we quoted a while ago, I've been young, but now I'm old. Has that promise.
उल्लेख गरेको पदमा चाहिँ त्यहाँ प्रतिज्ञा छ जहाँ म जवान थिएँ तर अब बुढो भएको छु भन्ने पदमा.
I've been young, but now I'm old. But I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread.
म जवान थिएँ तर अब म बुढो भएको छु र धर्मी जन कहिले पनि त्यागेको मैले देखेको छैन अथवा मागिरहेको देखेको छैन कहिले पनि देखेको छैन
Because it's not possible.
किनभने त्यो असम्भव कुरा हो.
If you're begging bread,
यदि तपाईँ रोटीको लागि भिख माग्दै हुनुहुन्छ भने
You're not righteous.
तपाईं धर्मी जन हुनुहुन्न.
You don't belong to him.
तपाईं उहाँको होइन.
He doesn't allow that. How can that be possible?
अब उहाँले त्यो हुनै दिनुहुन्न भने त्यो कसरी सम्भव हुन्छ?
You can be poor.
तपाईं गरिब त हुन सक्छ.
But you're not be begging bread.
तर रोटीको लागि भिख मागिरहेको
छ. Your needs, your bread will be met.
तपाईंको रोटीको प्रबन्ध गरिनेछ.
You need bread for life.
जीवन जिउन रोटी चाहिन्छ.
If you belong to him, you will have your bread.
यदि तपाईँ उहाँको हो भने तपाईँले आफ्नो रोटी पाउनुहुन्छ.
You have something to wear.
केही न केही लगाउनलाई पाउनुहुन्छ.
You have some roof over your head.
तपाईँको टाउकोमाथि एउटा छाना हुन्छ.
You have some water to drink.
पिउनलाई केही पानी हुन्छ.
You have that for sure at least.
कम्तीमा त्यो त निश्चित रूपमा तपाईँले पाउनुहुन्छ.
We see beggars everywhere.
जताततै हामी माग्नेहरू
देख्छौँ. I don't give money to beggars.
म चाहिँ माग्नेहरूलाई यहाँ चाहिँ पैसा दिन्न.
They're begging in the name of God.
उनीहरू चाहिँ देउताको नाममा मागिरहेका छन्.
If give them something, they think they're gods.
अब मैले के दिए भन्दा उनीहरूले उनीहरूको देउताले दियो भन्छन्.
Roman Catholics beg.
रोमन क्याथोलिकहरूले माग्ने.
If you go to Rome, there's beggars everywhere.
रोम शहरमा जानुभयो भने जताततै माग्नेहरू देख्नुहुन्छ.
They don't know God.
उनीहरूले परमेश्वरलाई चिन्दैनन्.
They know about Mary, but they don't know God.
उनीहरूलाई मरियमको बारेमा थाहा छ तर उनीहरूलाई परमेश्वरको बारेमा
थाहा छैन. Otherwise they would not be begging.
नत्र भने उनीहरूले चाहिँ माग्ने हिँड्ने थिएन.
Begging and begging.
मागेको मागे गर्छन्.
No. God, Jesus said, I know your poverty, I'm there.
येशूले भन्नुभयो म तिमीहरूको गरिबी जान्दछु म त्यही छु तिमीहरूसँगै.
God puts us in difficult situations to teach us whatever he wants us to learn.
परमेश्वरले हामीलाई कठिन परिस्थितिहरूमा हामीलाई पार्न दिनुहुन्छ हामीलाई सिकाउन जेसुकै सिकाउनु परेको छ सिकाउनलाई.
It's training, this life is for training.
यो जीवन चाहिँ तालिमको लागि हो.
And everything in this life is under God's control.
सबै कुराहरु यो जीवनमा भएको कुराहरु उहाँकै नियन्त्रणमा
छ. Everything.
हरेक कुरा नै.
And he is giving these situations for a purpose.
अनि परिस्थितिहरु आउन दिनुको पछाडि उहाँको उद्देश्य छ.
Some lesson he's training us, he's growing us.
कुनै पाठ छ त्यहाँ हामीलाई सिकाउन चाहनुहुन्छ हामीलाई तालिम दिँदै हुनुहुन्छ हामीलाई बढाउँदै
हुनुहुन्छ. He has a plan for us.
उहाँको योजना छ हाम्रो लागि.
And that plan is that we will be like Christ.
अनि त्यो योजना यो हो कि हामीलाई ख्रीष्ट जस्तो बनाउन.
And everything in this life is to shape us and to grow us toward that image.
अनि सबै कुराहरु यो जीवनमा जे छ त्यो चाहिँ हामीलाई त्यो रूपमा हामीलाई ढाल्नको लागि हो.
Paul was very wise.
पावल एकदम बुद्धिमानी थिए.
He is such a good example for us.
उनी कति असल यो उदाहरण थिए हाम्रो लागि.
I believe he is the greatest Christian that ever lived.
उनी नै सबैभन्दा उत्कृष्ट क्रिश्चियन थिए.
God gave him very special grace.
परमेश्वरले उसलाई विशेष अनुग्रह दिनुभयो.
So he could be our example for all the church age.
ताकि सारा मण्डली युग भरिको लागि चाहिँ उहाँ नमूना बन्न सकोस्.
We have example of Christ, a perfect example.
अब हामीलाई ख्रीष्टको उदाहरण त छ, सिद्ध नमूना.
But here in Paul we have an example of a Christian who is truly living the Christian life.
तर पावलमा चाहिँ हामी एउटा क्रिश्चियनको नमूना पाउँछौं जो साच्चै नै क्रिश्चियन जीवन जिरहेको छ.
And in Philippians 4:12 Paul gave his attitude about the situations of life.
अनि पावलले फिलिपी 4 को 12 मा जीवनमा आइपर्ने परिस्थितिहरूको बारेमा उसको मनोभाव कस्तो थियो उसले यहाँ व्यक्त गर्छन्। फिलिपी 4:12
What a great attitude.
यो कस्तो उच्च मनोभाव हामी यहाँ देख्छौँ।
Philippians 4:12 I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need.
म होचिन जान्दछु र भरिपूर्ण हुन पनि जान्दछु, सबै ठाउँमा र सबै कुराहरूमा भरपेट हुनु साथै भोको रहनु भरिपूर्ण हुनु साथै खाँचोमा पर्नु मैले सिकेको छु।
So Paul knew how to be abounding and how to be poor.
Le Paul jandathe kasari bharipurna hunu ra sathai kasari hochinu.
God put him in every situation, kind of situation.
Parmeshwar le uslai sabai kisim ko paristhiti haru ma parna dinu bhayo.
And he said, I know how to live in every situation.
Ani unle bhane maile chai प्रत्येक परिस्थितिमा कसरी जिउनु पर्छ मैले जानेको छु।
And it takes a lot of wisdom.
त्यसको लागि त ठूलो बुद्धि चाहिन्छ।
You say, well, it doesn't take wisdom if you have everything.
अब तपाईँ भन्नु होला सबै कुरा छ भने त अब के नै बुद्धि चाहियो।
If you're rich, you don't have to have wisdom.
अब धनी हुनुहुन्छ भने त अब त्यसको लागि त बुद्धि चाहिएन नि।
No, you have to have a lot of wisdom.
होइन, ठूलो बुद्धि चाहिन्छ त्यसको लागि।
Lot of wisdom.
ठूलो धेरै बुद्धि चाहिन्छ।
Most rich people don't have wisdom.
धेरै जसो धनवानहरूसँग बुद्धि छैन।
They spend everything on themselves and live for themselves.
सबै कुरा उनीहरू आफ्नै निम्ति खर्च गर्छन्, आफ्नै निम्ति जिउँछन्।
They don't trust God.
उनीहरू प्रभुलाई भरोसा गर्दैनन्।
Trust their riches.
उनीहरूको धन सम्बन्धीमा भरोसा गर्छन्।
No, it takes wisdom to be rich in Christ.
ख्रीष्टमा एउटा धनवान हुनु पनि ठूलो बुद्धि चाहिन्छ।
And it takes wisdom to be poor in Christ.
अनि ख्रीष्टमा एउटा गरीब हुनु पनि ठूलो बुद्धि चाहिन्छ।
And to not complain.
अनि गनगन नगर्न।
And to trust God.
अनि प्रभुमा परमेश्वरमा भरोसा गर्न।
And to be patient.
अनि धैर्यवान हुन।
Paul said, I know how to live in these situations.
पावलले भने यस्ता परिस्थितिहरूमा कसरी जिउन म जान्दछु।
And we need to learn from that.
अनि हामीले यसबाट सिक्नु परेको छ।
I've been pretty poor.
म गरिब एकदम गरिब पनि भएको छु।
I've been pretty rich.
अनि म एकदम धनी पनि भएको छु।
And I understand both situations.
अनि मैले यो दुवै परिस्थिति जानेको छु।
I have not been as poor as some of you have been.
तपाईहरू जतिकै गरिब अवस्थामा म सायद पुगेको छैन।
But my family was never rich in America.
तर अमेरिकामा मेरो परिवार खासै धनी थिएन।
I think of my grandmother.
मेरो बजेको मलाई सम्झना आउँछ।
My granddaddy was a carpenter but they never had a lot.
मेरो हजुरबुवा चाहिँ सिकर्मी हुनुहुन्थ्यो तर खासै कहिले पनि उहाँहरू भरपूर हुनुहुन्नथ्यो।
Because when my mama was little there was a great economic trouble in America.
किनभने मेरो आमा सानो हुँदाखेरि अमेरिकामा चाहिँ ठुलो आर्थिक संकष्ट परिरहेको थियो।
And there were no jobs available for my grandfather.
मेरो बाजेको लागि चाहिँ त्यहाँ काम गर्ने ठाउँै थिएन।
And so many times they did not even know where the next meal was coming from.
धेरै पटक उनीहरूलाई चाहिँ अब अर्को छाक कसरी खाने कहाँबाट पाउने थाहा थिएन।
My mama said that one time they sat down to eat.
एकचोटि मेरो आमाले भन्नुभयो खानको लागि चाहिँ बस्नुभयो।
Granddaddy was off looking for a job.
बाजे चाहिँ अब काम खोज्दै हिँडिरहनु भएको
थियो।
उहाँको बुवा चाहिँ।
And so her mama was there but they didn't have any food.
अब त्यहाँ बजै हुनुहुन्थ्यो उहाँको आमा तर त्यहाँ केही खानेकुरा थिएन।
But she was a great woman of faith in God.
तर उहाँ चाहिँ प्रभुमा विश्वासमा ठुलो स्त्री हुनुहुन्थ्यो।
And she said, okay, children, let's pray.
अनि उहाँले भन्नुभयो नानीहरू ल हामी प्रार्थना गरौँ।
And she said, God, we need some food right now.
अनि उहाँले भन्नुभयो परमेश्वर अब हामीलाई अहिले नै केही खानेकुरा चाहिएको छ।
And my mother's brother, a little older brother, after the prayer he looked out the window and there was this big turtle. You know what turtles?
Ani prarthana pachi chai unko bhai hunthyo aankha kholera chai jhal bahira hernu bhane yatro thulo euta kachhuwa thiyo.
And he was just walking down the road.
Ani tya sadak ma hidde airheko thiyo.
And the turtle didn't know it but the turtle was the lunch.
Kachhuwa lai ta thaha thiyena tara kachhuwa nai chak raicha.
And they cooked that and they had some vegetables and they had a very good meal.
Ani dela pakaye ani kei tarkari haru thiyo ani ekdam mitho khane kura bhayo.
The turtle was not walking down the road every day.
Aba harek dinai tyo kachhuwa ta hidne gardaina thiyo tya.
Big nice fat turtle.
Thulo motto ramro kachhuwa.
No, Right then, when they were praying, that turtle was there. You think that's an accident?
ठीक त्यही बेला जो प्रार्थना गर्दै गर्दाखेरि कछुवा चाहिँ त्यहाँ आइपुग्यो. के त्यो एउटा संयोग थियो जस्तो लाग्छ?
And when my grandmother was old, she didn't have much.
अनि मेरो बजै
My mother's mother.
मेरो आमाको आमा वृद्ध हुँदाखेरि उहाँसँग धेरै थिएन.
And her husband died pretty young.
अनि जवानमै उहाँको श्रीमान बित्नु भयो.
And she was alone.
एक्लै हुनुहुन्थ्यो.
With her children, but she was alone.
नानीहरूसँग तर एक्लै थियो.
And she didn't have much money.
अनि धेरै पैसा थिएन.
Little bit of retirement.
अलिकति चाहिँ अवकाशपछिको पैसा थियो.
And she had everything she needed, but she was very poor for American standards.
आफूलाई चाहिने त सबै थियो तर अमेरिकी स्तर अनुसार चाहिँ उहाँ एकदम गरिब हुनुहुन्थ्यो.
But she would make things. She made beautiful handmade things.
तर उहाँले चाहिँ हस्तकला रूपमा विभिन्न चिजहरू सुन्दर चिजहरू बनाउनुहुन्थ्यो.
Knitting and things.
बुनेर इत्यादि.
And they were beautiful, and some she would give away, but some she would sell.
अनि ती सुन्दर थिए, कुनै-कुनै त्यतिकै दिनुहुन्थ्यो, कुनै-कुनै बेच्नुहुन्थ्यो.
And she would take that money and she would give that to the Lord.
अनि त्यो पैसा लिनुहुन्थ्यो अनि त्यो चाहिँ प्रभुलाई दिनुहुन्थ्यो.
For the missionary work.
मिशनरी कामको लागि.
She read about a missionary work and she wanted to help.
कुनै मिशनरीको सेवकाईको बारेमा उहाँले पढ्नुहुन्थ्यो र त्यसलाई सहयोग गर्न
चाहनुहुन्थ्यो. And she would give her little money to that. To the Lord.
अनि उहाँको त्यो थोरै पैसालाई प्रभुको कामको लागि
दिनुहुन्थ्यो. And she helped many people.
धेरै जनालाई सहयोग गर्नुभयो.
And she knew how to be poor.
उहाँलाई गरिब हुन थाहा थियो कसरी हो.
I learned from those situations how to be poor.
उहाँहरूको त्यो परिस्थितिहरूबाट मैले गरिब हुनु कसरी हो सिके.
When we first came to Nepal, we didn't have anything.
नेपालमा हामी सुरुमा आउँदाखेरि हामीसँग केही पनि थिएन.
I could not afford a bicycle.
एउटा साइकल किन्न सक्दिनँ.
I couldn't afford a bicycle.
साइकल किन्न सक्दिनँ.
We didn't have any refrigerator, all the things Americans have.
अब रेफ्रिजरेटर त्यस्तो कुरा जो अमेरिकनहरूसँग हुन्छ त्यस्तो थिएन
हामीसँग. We just had to, Linda only had this little stove, one burner stove, kerosene.
अनि लिन्डासँग चाहिँ एउटा स्टोभ थियो, एउटा मट्टीले बाल्ने स्टोभ.
And that's all she had.
त्यति मात्र थियो.
And she did all the cooking on that. We didn't have much.
अनि त्यसैमा उहाँले सबै खाना पकाउनुहुन्थ्यो. हामीसँग धेरै थिएन.
By American standards, we had nothing.
अमेरिकी स्तर अनुसार हामीसँग त केही पनि थिएन.
And in every situation, we need to learn to be wise in that situation.
प्रत्येक परिस्थितिमा त्यो स्थितिमा बुद्धिमान हुन हामी सिक्नु परेछ.
And not just be, oh, I want another situation. I'll just be looking for another situation.
हामीले सोच्नु यसरी हुँदैन कि ओ अब म अर्को खालको परिस्थिति चाहन्छु, अब अर्को परिस्थिति भइदिए हुन्थ्यो भनेर त्यसरी हेरिरहनु हुँदैन.
That's covetousness.
त्यो चाहिँ लोभ हो.
That's jealousy.
त्यो चाहिँ डाहा हो.
Oh, I wish I had what he has.
ओ उसको जस्तै मसँग भइदिए हुन्थ्यो.
Yeah, yeah, they have a van. Did you know they have a van?
Oh, never saw the van.
And oh, you ought to see that big house they have.
अनि उसको ठुलो घर त्यहाँ हेर्नु पर्ने हो.
It's not our house, we rent it.
अब हाम्रो घर होइन, हामीले त भाडामा लिन्छौँ, भाडामा बस्छौँ.
People are jealous.
तर मानिसहरू चाहिँ डाहा गर्छन् अरूहरूको बारेमा.
That's a great sin.
त्यो चाहिँ ठुलो पाप हो.
If God has not given you that, that's not God's will for you.
परमेश्वरले तपाईँलाई त्यो दिनुभएको छैन भने तपाईँको लागि परमेश्वरको इच्छा
हो. It's a great sin. Jealousy is a great sin.
अनि डाहा गर्नु चाहिँ ठुलो पाप हो.
It's covetousness.
त्यो लोभ हो.
And Paul said in Colossians that covetousness is idolatry.
अनि पावलले कलसीको पुस्तकमा भने कि लोभ गर्नु चाहिँ मूर्ति पूजा हो.
Be very careful.
एकदम होशियार हुनुहोस्.
One of the reasons those two men that split this church left was covetousness and jealousy.
यो मण्डलीलाई फुटाउने त्यो दुईजना व्यक्तिहरू यसरी जानुको पछाडि चाहिँ कारण के थियो भने एउटा चाहिँ लोभको कारण हो र अर्को चाहिँ डाहाको कारण.
That was one of their great sins.
उनीहरूको पापहरू मध्येमा चाहिँ ती चाहिँ केही महान पापहरू थिए.
And that sin is still a great temptation.
अनि त्यो पाप चाहिँ अहिलेसम्म पनि ठुलो परीक्षा भइरहन्छ.
It did not leave with the split.
त्यो फुटेर जाँदैमा त्यो पाप हटेर गएको छैन.
You are in danger of the same sin.
तपाईँ पनि त्यही पाप गर्न खतरामा हुनुहुन्छ.
The poor man is especially in danger of that sin.
गरिब मान्छे चाहिँ विशेष गरी त्यस्तो पाप गर्न प्रति चाहिँ परीक्षित हुन्छ.
That's a special danger.
त्यो चाहिँ विशेष खतरा हो उसको.
To start getting jealous and covetous.
डाहा गर्न थाल्नु र त्यसपछि चाहिँ लोभ गर्न थाल्नु.
What is that?
तर के हो त्यो?
It's sin against God's will in your life.
त्यो चाहिँ तपाईँको जीवनमा परमेश्वरको इच्छाको विरुद्धमा पाप हो.
Who is it that gives these different situations?
यी फरक फरक परिस्थिति दिनुहुने को हुनुहुन्छ?
Did you have any control over where you were born?
तपाईं कहाँ जन्मिनुहुनेछ भन्ने कुरामाथि के तपाईँको नियन्त्रण थियो?
Where were you before you were conceived by your parents?
तपाईँको बुवामा बाट अनि गर्भमा हुनुभन्दा अगाडि तपाईँ कहाँ हुनुहुन्थ्यो?
Do you know?
तपाईँलाई थाहा छ?
Well, Hinduism says you were somewhere.
अब हिन्दू धर्मले भन्छ तपाईँ त कहीँ न कहीँ हुनुहुन्थ्यो.
The Bible says you were nowhere.
बाइबलले भन्छ तपाईँ कहीँ हुनुहुन्नथ्यो. तपाईँको अस्तित्व थिएन.
And you had no choice about who were your parents, what country will I be born in, what tribe will I be born in, what caste will I be born in.
अनि तपाईँ कुन चाहिँ बुवामा तपाईँको हुनेछ, कुन चाहिँ देशमा जन्मनु हुनेछ, कुन चाहिँ जातमा जन्मनु हुनेछ, कुन चाहिँ कुलमा जन्म हुनेछ, त्यसमाथि तपाईँको कुनै पनि नियन्त्रण थिएन.
But we know who was in control.
तर हामीलाई थाहा छ कसको नियन्त्रणमा त्यो थियो.
There was one in control.
एकजना त्यहाँ नियन्त्रण गर्ने व्यक्ति हुनुहुन्थ्यो.
And so Paul said, I know how to live the Christian life in every situation.
त्यसैले पौलले भन्छन् मैले प्रत्येक परिस्थितिमा कसरी क्रिश्चियन जीवन जिउने मैले जानेको छु.
That's great wisdom.
त्यो ठूलो बुद्धि हो.
Don't worry about someone else's situation. That is not your situation.
अरु कुनै व्यक्तिको परिस्थितिको बारेमा तपाई फिक्री नगर्नु, त्यो तपाईको परिस्थिति होइन.
You live for Christ in your situation and you will be great in the kingdom of God.
तपाई आफ्नै परिस्थितिमा ख्रीष्टको निम्ति जिउनुस् र तपाई चाहिँ परमेश्वरको राज्यमा महान बन्नुहुनेछ.
You take your gifts whatever they are, your situation whatever it is, you live for Christ with all your heart there, you will be great in the kingdom of God because God loves that.
तपाईको दानहरु तपाईलाई जे दिनु भएको छ र तपाईको परिस्थिति जेमा उहाँले तपाईलाई पार्नु भएको छ त्यसमा तपाई परमेश्वरको निम्ति जिउनुस् र तपाई परमेश्वरको लागि महान बन्नुहुनेछ किनभने परमेश्वरलाई त्यो मन पर्छ.
Jesus said, I know your poverty.
यीशुले भन्नुभयो म तिम्रो गरिबी जान्दछु.
But you're rich.
तर धनवान छौ.
Sometimes I've asked God, Lord, I am rich. He said, I'm rich. Can I have a little bit of it now?
मैले कहिले काहीँ परमेश्वरलाई यसरी मागेको छु. परमेश्वर तपाईँले भन्नुभयो म धनवान छु अनि अलिकति अहिले नै म पाउन सक्छु कि.
You can ask anything of God.
परमेश्वरबाट जे पनि माग्न सक्नुहुन्छ.
God loves for you to ask him in faith.
विश्वासमा उहाँसँग मागेको उहाँ मन पराउनुहुन्छ.
But he can also say no.
तर उहाँले चाहिँ हुन्न भन्न सक्नुहुन्छ.
He can say no, you don't need any riches right now.
भन्न सक्नुहुन्छ अहिले नै तिमीलाई चाहिँ सम्पत्तिहरू चाहिएको छैन.
You need a little poverty right now.
तिमीलाई चाहिँ अहिले अलिकति गरिबी चाहिएको छ.
But you can ask.
तर तपाई माग्न सक्नुहुन्छ.
I love to ask things of God.
परमेश्वरबाट म कुराहरू एकदम माग्न मन पराउँछु.
And I get things.
अनि मैले पाउँछु परमेश्वरबाट.
I know your works.
म तिम्रो कामहरू जान्दछु.
I know your tribulation.
म तिम्रो संकष्ट जान्दछु.
I know your poverty.
म तिम्रो गरिबी जान्दछु.
All right, let's pray.
हामी प्रार्थना